News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 6:40 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us now we have Wes Moreno. He is the Escambia County Administrator. Joins us every Thursday to preview the meeting or just tell us what the county is up to. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Great to be here this morning.
Always good to have you, sir. Molly Barrows, who I always said was going to start doing a great job for the PNJ. I'm jealous. She's a fantastic news lady. She had a story this week about the hiring of another Veteran Services Coordinator for Escambia County, right?
That is right. That's right. We added one. We created a position 4 to 5 years ago for a Veteran Services Officer. And he has just been overwhelmed. I mean, the service he provides is just a great service, but he's trying to serve so many of our veterans in the area. And we were initially going to try to take this up through the budget cycle, but I just felt like the time was right. He needs some help over there, and our veterans need help. So, I brought the initiative at the last meeting to create the position. And we're in the process of onboarding the new officer as we speak. And I think it's going to be great. And, the one thing I told Molly is that, Andy, our current veterans officer, he's about the only one who meets in person. The others are trying to do it via email or via phone. But, sometimes you just need that personal touch.
Yeah.
And he brings them in, sits them down, walks them through. He's very patient. He's very thorough. He's very knowledgeable, and he's done a fantastic job. So I'm looking forward to bringing an additional one on board, and hopefully we can reduce the wait time for our veterans as they come in for services.
I got to ask the question: if 300 people are on the waiting list, is one more enough? Do we need two more?
Well, we're going to start with one more. I think.
Okay. I gotcha.
We could probably, in our area, we could probably use four more.
Yeah, I was stunned with the number, the 41,000 veterans in the county. That's one in eight people is a veteran in Escambia. I mean, I knew it was big. I didn't really perceive it to be that big. That's an enormous number of people who might need help, coordinating services, finding the right agency, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's a large number. And, again, Andy is just done a great job, and he takes it very serious. He doesn't like for people to have to wait as long. He's even had some World War II vets. Of course, he puts those right at the top of the list. And but it's not just the veterans. Sometimes it's the spouses or the widows of some of the veterans. So
right,
he just offers a great service there. He does it quietly. Doesn't get a lot of limelight. Doesn't get a lot of attention. But he just does a fantastic job, and I'm hoping that the one we bring on board is every bit as good as he is.
You've got an item on the agenda today, and I hate to ask a question that admits I just genuinely don't know a thing, but here's the case. It's for the Perdido Key multi-use path. I thought this had already been either started or completed, or what is this for?
So this is for a second phase.
Okay.
We did phase one, so this would pick up with phase two. We're looking at it. I got a meeting with purchasing this morning. We may end up dropping that one and bringing it back, but due to some grant documentation. But we'll see this morning.
Okay. All right. We've also got a thing where Delta Concrete, the one on Palafox that's right by the interstate, old Palafox, they have to move because the interstate's going to widen and basically the footprint of their operation is going to go away as we get to the three lanes in either direction and the changing of the intersection with US 29. You correct me if I got any of that wrong, but that's what I think. That's the reason why they're going to have to move. And they've been looking at locations. They wanted to look at that one place that was sort of back up against the mobile home community up the road. That didn't work out for a variety of reasons. Now they're looking at one on the south side of Burgess, west of Old Palafox. There's like a Mako there, and there's kind of a vacant lot there across and a little bit down from the church. That's where they want to go. Is that right?
You are right. You're correct. Yes.
And so this is a formality, or this is a, because whenever there's a concrete crushing proposal, right, people just kind of get up in arms. Do you have feedback yet from the community to know whether people are okay with this or whether this is going to be another fight? Because it seems like it's always a fight.
Yeah. So this is a public hearing, and I would expect that a number of folks will show up and speak to the issue. And so I don't believe it's a formality. We'll just see, have to see how the board moves with it. But I do expect some folks to show up and speak.
Okay. All right. When I saw that, too, I was like, oh, this is going to be one of those days, you know, just kind of, you know, that in advance. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He's the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Mobile Highway in Buckingham. Fatality. Emergency crews are on scene right now. All westbound lanes shut down. And super slow. Woodsy's is at Marlene and Mobile Highway, very, very slow around that bar, I imagine, because of this accident. Somebody on scene directing traffic, so I'd say avoid the area if you can, certainly. Davis Highway in Fairfield, this is in front of the Shell station at that busy intersection. Bad accident there, emergency crews are on scene there. Somebody said two vehicles are trying to occupy the very same space. Lots of broken stuff, so certainly be careful. It's Davis and Fairfield, certainly, and then Mobile Highway in Buckingham and Mobile Highway in Marlene Drive. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. Thank you so much for doing so this morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. One of the items on the agenda today is taking that next step on the Ferry Pass Community Center, which is, again, always feel free to correct me if I do this wrong, but that's 9th Avenue up against Olive on the north side of Olive. That old church property is where we're going to put this, right?
You are correct. That is exactly right.
So what's the next step that we're taking today?
So it'll be for the design and for some modifications there and site plan design as well.
Okay.
For parking and such. And then that's what we're doing today. We're awarding that design.
How far out are we at this point from getting that actually usable? I mean, are we 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? I don't know how long some of these things take.
Yeah, well, when it comes to design efforts, I would always say at least 6 months for that.
Okay.
And depending on what they want to do inside of the building. And paying for parking, and then you go out to bid, and that's another 3 months before it comes back to the board, if everything goes smoothly. So probably, I'd say a year and a half, 2 years, but maybe.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's kind of what I was. That was generally where I thought we were at, but I wanted to make sure with you. One of the other items that's up for today, and this has been a long, drawn-out process, a lot of bickering on this one, is the removal of the oysters on Navy Point. And again, I thought this had already kind of happened or was happening. I thought this was kind of a done deal already, but we'd been waiting on permits before we could actually take action. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So once we put the scope of work together, you have to submit your permit applications, the Army Corps, FDEP, FWC, all the acronyms. And so that takes a little bit of time to work through that process. But once we receive our permits, we put it out to bid. And we're going to remove all of the bags because, going out there and looking at it, they're all starting to break apart. And so I think just removing the ones in the swimming area, while that would be an improvement, I don't think that's really going to solve the issue. So we decided to remove all of them, and then we'll bring another project back with a different methodology, if you will, and probably something that doesn't impact the swimming areas like the oyster bags have been doing. So that's what we're doing today. We're awarding that contract for the removal of the oyster bags.
Okay, so as I recall, the money that got used in the grant money that got used to put them in the first place, in order to not have to owe back that money, we would have to do an offsetting equal value project of some kind to sort of satisfy the grant requirements. Is the replacement solution going to do that, or will we have to come up with something else somewhere else?
No, our replacement solution will
okay.
Okay. Mitigate that.
So. All right, very good. Last thing I wanted to ask you about is Lexington Terrace, the park there. We've had a lot of conversation recently. I know there was an event that the county had there, and you know, talking about what's coming and still kind of the what could come there. What is going to happen, and what are still kind of the maybes? Like, is the BMX track, is that still a maybe, or is that going to actually happen?
I'm sorry, are you breaking up pretty good? I'll try to answer the question.
Sorry. I was just asking about the Lexington Terrace, if the BMX track is a done thing or if that's only a possibility, and, like, what are the certain things that are going to come?
Yeah, I think the BMX track is an idea that's being looked at.
Okay.
I know Commissioner Kohler is assessing that, looking at it. I know he had a meeting out there earlier this week. I think the meeting went well. He's got a passion for that park. And, you know, it's a huge piece of property, and it really has it's a big piece of property that can have a lot of good things to be done on it.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of potential, you know, frisbee golf and BMX and, you know, modification of the existing facilities. And, you know, we just recently made roof repairs to the meeting center, the community building there. And so I think you're going to see a lot of good things coming out of Lexington Park, and it's going to be a great amenity there in Warrington. It already is, but it can be much better, and I think we're going to make it much better.
No, that would be great. And, you know, I mean, disc golf is very easy to put in. It's relatively inexpensive, and, you know, it's a very popular thing. So, cool, love to see that. And, you know, frankly, I'd love to see the BMX track, too, but I understand that that's going to be a little bit more of a cost measure, and, you know, is that the right fit, best and highest use sort of thing. Wes Moreno, he is the county administrator for Escambia County. A full day of meetings today. We got the agenda review this morning and the regular meeting this evening. Wes, as always, thanks for spending some time with us to explain what the county's doing. I appreciate it, sir.
All right, Andrew, thank you. We'll see you later. You